Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I walked over on 64. That tells you how far back in the way back machine that kind of goes. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend. We're talking social media, all things social media. That's her beat. And I encourage you to go to her website, kathyperry.com, and find out all the things that she does to help people with their social media plans, their strategies. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Hey, Kathy, Snapchat. We were just talking about Snapchat in the last segment. And now me, you know, I'm a Snapchat pro. I mean, I'm like, they're asking me to write books about this and express my experiences on Snapchat. So I don't need you to explain this to me. But for all the people out there in the audience who don't know much about Snapchat, tell us what the attraction is.
Well, the attraction is, you know, fun. It's fun for the millennials because they have these different effects, these visual effects, and people can take pictures and then they can share stories. And it's kind of a very fascinating.
So this is
thing.
What they're doing when they're not reading books.
That's right. They're not reading books. Right. So they're playing on their
are not calling their mother and father back. This is what they're doing.
That could be.
Right? When they're not answering their phone that mom and dad are paying for. This is what they're doing.
Stories. Actually, Snapchat now lets you search over a million stories.
Wow.
It's really hard to believe. They have curated over a million public stories with a new feature.
What's an example of a public story?
Let's see.
So if I put something, are you saying if I put something up that somebody else could search for it and could search it, could come up in their search, something that I put up myself?
Yeah, well, somebody can create a story with videos and photos, that type of thing. So it's kind of a visual story.
Right.
But the only thing is, which I don't get, but they only, the story only stays up for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So it's a very fast type of pace, and it appeals to the millennials, and that is their largest audience.
Well, that's because I've said this before, Snapchat, anything older than 48 hours is irrelevant to the millennials.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about
24 hours.
I'm talking about traditions. I'm talking about institutions, like the post office, you know, those are irrelevant to them after 48 hours.
Yes, and there's usually
my tongue is only that, folks. That's only a little bit sarcastic, right,
only
Kathy?
A little bit.
Am I right?
Yes. So they're using some technology, new technology, in their story capability. It's organizing it by keyword and that type of thing so that people can do the search on image, you know, the elements of an image and the words and the caption.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, why would I do that? Why would I want to search for that?
You know, I guess you'd
what
have
be
to
my,
be a
I mean,
millennial
I,
to figure that one out.
No, but I mean, do they not have a job? Do they not have something to do? I mean, what would I search for? I mean, is this like I need a reference to send somebody else or something?
I'm not positive because a future possibility might be for the Snapchat people to open up advertising products in the future.
Who would have thought of that?
Including promoted stories, you know, on certain keywords. So there are no ads currently, but they're positioned to have it be an ad vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's something that the millennials are very excited about, and they do have a very large growing base now, you know, 43.9 million monthly users. So they're growing. It's a lot of young people are jumping over there.
So basically, I know it's fun, and I don't. I like fun. I'm not against fun.
Right.
But in terms of the time that's being spent doing all of this, I can't help but think of empty calories for the brain.
I know.
Am I wrong?
No, I totally.
I mean, where is the context, Kathy?
Yeah.
This is the thing that I'm trying to understand.
But life is
content and context. Snapchat is content, no context.
Yes, but when any of these platforms started, that's really the way they started.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing with Facebook. They were started.
So basically, then we're talking about another form of addiction, aren't we?
It's an evolution of
It's digital addiction.
Humans.
Is it not? It's digital addiction.
And
I'm not being a Luddite. I'm not being a curmudgeon here. I'm just calling it like I think it is.
I understand, and I totally have to agree that today everybody's in their phones.
I asked my employees once, how much of an epidemic is all this? I asked two young lady employees, both in their mid-20s, and they said, sir, you have no idea.
Yeah,
I asked him, how much of a distraction epidemic is this at work? And they said, among your friends, I said, I know you two don't do this, right? But I said, among your friends, and they said, sir, you have no idea.
That's really true. It's really true. It is a major addiction.
God help us. Hashtag God help us.
It'll be interesting.
Hashtag God help us. KathyPerry.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check out her website. She's really smart. As you can tell, she and I will be right back after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
You still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.